The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news.
And what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
It's a declaration of war against nearly 80 million Americans.
The Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
It's a promise from Joe Biden that he'll ignore the Constitution just to get what he wants.
These governors won't help us beat the pandemic. I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
Vaccine mandates. The right has finally found its line in the sand. At last. That was a tweet from a guy named Paul Joseph Watson on Twitter. He's right. This will be the moment that finally Americans are recognizing this disaster of a presidency. An effort to mandate a vaccine by the private sector. The federal government trying to literally force private businesses to fire people who aren't vaccinated. Jesse Waters yesterday on Fox News was right. This is a declaration of war against 80 million Americans. Welcome in. This is normally a day when we would spend a lot of time on the events commemorating those who lost their lives on September 11th, 20 years ago. We will do that today as well. And I remember fondly how unified we felt after the terror attacks of 9/11. May we feel that spirit of unification again today after King George stood before his throne and decreed that everybody must be vaccinated or else he'll get them out of the way. It is beyond unconstitutional. It's egregious. It's shocking. It is dreadful to watch this president. And I'm going to say this. I know the odds are against Larry Elder, just like the odds were against Donald Trump. Sometimes the odds makers have a way of being wrong. And the fact that this unconstitutional overreach is happening on the eve of the California recall election, I'm not so sure this doesn't greatly assist in removing Gavin Newsom and electing Larry Elder governor of California. You know, the guy that got eggs thrown at him by a woman wearing a gorilla mask. You know, the black conservative who happens to be a friend and a colleague of mine, who's the leader in the Republican pack of gubernatorial candidates in California, who was on the campaign trail this week and was assaulted by a woman wearing a monkey mask. You might not have heard of the story because the mainstream media was terrified to cover it, and they didn't, because that's how they roll. That's who they are. I know there's a lot of rage, judging by the emails that I've been getting overnight, the text messages on the MyPillow text line, which is 1-800-655-MIKE. Whenever there is a major breaking news event like Biden's preposterous overreach, his attempt to shred the Constitution right before our very eyes, we always put you front and center. So if you want to vent, if you want your voice to be heard, Because this is the time we got to stand up. Companies are going to need to resist. Business owners who have 100 or more employees are going to have to tell OSHA to go pound salt. HR departments and presidents of companies and CEOs have to be true to their employees. Every one of us who is vaccinated should stand with those who are not. Period. I mean, this is not a difficult equation to believe in the vaccination, but also reject forcing somebody who doesn't feel the way we do to get it. And it's time for Americans to be heard. And it's time for us to stand tall and reject this garbage once and for all. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's 12 past the hour. Here's my number, 1-800-655-MIKE. Press 1 to come on air with me, 2 to leave a voicemail message. You can also text us your comments on the MyPillow text line. However you get here, I need you to get here because I know a lot of people are furious. A lot of people want a place to go. You've come to the right place. I'm not going to avoid this topic like some are trying to do. And by the way, if somebody calls themselves a right-of-center broadcaster and they don't want to focus on this exclusively, not only are they not doing their job, but they're part of the problem. We've got to be heard, and we've got to stand for freedom. We've got to stand for this country. We've got to stand for the Constitution and reject the insanity coming out of the White House right now. 1-800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us. Your voice, your perspective, your call coming up.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
I'm calling from Michigan, and I believe this is the time that people really need to take heart of what's going on and take back our liberties.
And I don't believe I have ever been rooting for a politician to win an election more so than Larry Elder ever. I hope to God he wins.
Hey, Mike. Yes, this is unconscionable, but he's using it to get the attention off of Afghanistan. We need to do something to bring all of this to light simultaneously, so that he cannot escape it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a great word to use, unconscionable. This is unconscionable. If you haven't heard, let's listen to King George, a president yesterday who revealed exactly what the founding fathers were always afraid of. You know, if you follow the history of the founders and their efforts to reject a king being able to rule over the people. And a good example of that would be to force small business. This is going to crush small business owners. What are small business people going to do? You going to lose your workforce? I saw a report this morning that the San Diego Police Union is rejecting vaccine mandates. That's the police. We're going to lose cops, firefighters, Do you realize how many people are going to lose their jobs if HR departments and companies bend to the will of this guy, Joe King George Biden?
If we raise our vaccination rate, protect ourselves and others with masking, expanded testing, and identify people who are infected, we can and we will turn the tide on COVID-19. It'll take a lot of hard work, and it's going to take some time. Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free.
You know the term gaslighting? Talked about it a lot. It's based on an old play where a man is trying to convince his wife that she's crazy. And that's what gaslighting is. It's a phrase used a lot on the internet where, you know, if you're gaslighting somebody, you're making them think they're crazy, and you lie enough and you reverse the paradigm. Well, in this case, here's Biden, who knows full well that an unconstitutional mandate to get vaccinated in the private sector is all about freedom, pretending it's not about freedom.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. Some of the biggest companies are already requiring this. United Airlines, Disney, Tyson's Food, and even Fox News. The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers.
Unconscionable. The caller was right. Jim, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Mike, I'm your neighbor from over in Clearwater.
How you doing,
I'm
sir?
I'm vaccinated. My wife is vaccinated. But we support those that don't want to get vaccinated. If you let them take away one right, then it's just easier to take away the next right.
Bingo. Bingo.
And what would they do if Trump had done this?
Oh, my gosh, they'd be losing their minds. I mean, let me ask you this. How do you impeach? So you impeach a president twice, in one case over a phone call, but you're going to let this guy try to get away with shredding the Constitution? Jim, I mean, they would go... Go ahead.
To quote the great Rush Limbaugh, the liberals are never happy with anything. If you give them something, all they're going to do is want more.
Well, this is the point I made to a friend of mine dear friend of mine, Mark Davis, and I talk every morning. The M&M Experience is available wherever podcasts are available. It's great radio. Every morning, Mark and I do a hit together on his show in Dallas. And he is all for companies mandating vaccines. And his argument is, as long as the government doesn't do it, it's okay. A company can do it. And I know a company can do it, but a company should not do it. Because if you give daylight to these tyrants, this is the result. So by giving daylight and being okay with vaccine mandates in the private sector, the way some on the right have even done, now here we are. Now we're facing an attack on 80 million plus Americans. This is going to affect over 100 million people, it's been estimated, or more. Unreal. And every company CEO, every president, every CFO, every HR department, companies in America have to reject this. They're going to have to defy this. And let the government come at you, and then we're going to sue, or they should be sued. And this will have to be decided in the courts. And the courts will certainly rule against King George Biden. You know, tea was thrown into the harbor for a lot less than what's going on right now. Teresa, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. One open line, 800-655-MIKE is our number. Hi, Teresa.
Well, hello, Mike, and thank you for standing up for the Constitution and us patriots and all the dumb Americans, too. I'm asking, what about us who had the virus? We have antibodies. We do not want to get the
Let me ask you a question. I am so glad somebody like you called to ask that question, because I got to ask you a question. And I'm not trying to disagree with you, but how do you know you have antibodies? Have you been tested for antibodies?
Yeah, I went to the doctor. We all got, we were at an open mic, and all 10 of us hugged this guy who just got vaccinated, and we all got sick 4 days later.
Right.
So I went we got our COVID test, and then I got the ivermectin.
Right, but when, I got 1 minute. I got to ask, this is really important because I've got a point to make about the antibodies. Have you gotten an antibodies test recently?
Yes, indeed I have. And my antibodies are perfect. Yeah, I had it in April.
Okay.
I was sick 8 weeks.
And when did you get the antibodies test recently?
1 month ago.
Gotcha. And you still have the antibodies?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Well, the reason I ask this is because I heard something from a friend of mine yesterday that blew my mind. She had COVID, very mild symptoms. I don't remember when she had it. She had an antibodies test recently, zero antibodies, which, frankly, I know it's anecdotal, it's one person, but when you say I've had COVID and I've got the antibodies, I guess that isn't necessarily true. Because this is somebody who's very, very, I mean, this friend of mine, she's very by the book, and she's very anal, and she's very diligent, and she wasn't even sure she really had it. She got a positive test. She had very mild symptoms. Her husband had COVID, but now, no antibodies. That's something you ought to be kind of aware of. More coming up on this busy Breaking News Friday. Stay with us. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I hope that chant of USA that resonated throughout the land after the terror attacks 20 years ago is what we feel in our hearts and what we're willing to say now, that our Constitution is under attack, just like democracy was under attack, just like the Western world was under attack, just like America was under attack. We're witnessing an attack on the United States Constitution. We're seeing things happen that are unfolding in real time that are so jarring, so shocking, and one wonders what it's going to take for Americans to say, enough. I read a great article in the National Review this morning by Kyle Smith. Why isn't this racist attack on Larry Elder, the biggest story in America. A white woman in a gorilla mask throws an egg at a black man seeking to become the first non-white governor of our largest state, and the media ignored it? Kyle Smith says, do a search for Larry Elder and gorilla on the CNN website. Nothing comes up. Washington Post, zilch. Nothing comes up on the New York Times site either. Although if you make it to the 15th paragraph of a story entitled "The Vice President Pushed Back Against the Effort to Recall Newsom in the Bay Area," you will find a bland, passing reference to Wednesday's disgusting incident. According to our nation's media leaders, it's not a story that a white person wearing a gorilla mask attacked Larry Elder, a black man seeking to become the first non-white governor of California, by hurling an egg that touched his head. If Elder were a Democrat, writes Kyle Smith, the attack would have been instantly and with good reason dubbed racist. It would not only be front page news, it'd be just about the only news you were hearing about today on CNN and MSNBC. Charles Blow, Perry Bacon, they would all be writing the first in a series of angry columns about it. So would Gail Collins, Jonathan Capehart, Jennifer Rubin, Michelle Goldberg, Paul Krugman, Maureen Dowd, Dana Milbank, Ezra Klein. We would be treated to multiple news analyses about the history of the usage of guerrilla tropes against blacks. Joy Ann Reed, Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon would be doing hour-long broadcasts on the attack, convening panels discussing just how the attack pulls the scab off racism in America and proves we would have so much work left to do in dealing with the problem. Vox would commission a series about California's grim history of racism, dating back to the Chinese Exclusion Act. 3,000-word essays about the brutal unknown history of lynchings in California would be published in The Atlantic. Al Sharpton, exhibiting a combination of exhaustion and despondency, would be a guest on half a dozen cable TV shows. The woman who threw the egg at Larry Elder would find her picture, her name, and everything she'd ever said on social media scrutinized at great length and on the home pages of the leading news sites. Her appearance would be mocked by late-night comedians. Dozens of reporters would be sent out to learn this woman's story, to check out where she lived, where she worked, where she went to school. Remember what happened when a white woman in Central Park told a black man she would mention his race in the course of reporting his threat to her dog on a 911 call? That was a huge nationwide news story. Despite having happened on the same day as the murder of George Floyd. And even though the people involved were just ordinary New Yorkers, and neither of them an important candidate, a step away from one of the highest offices in the country, if Larry Elder were a Democrat, we'd be told there is a vast and wide-ranging racist plot to stop California from electing its first black governor. The stakes are a bit higher than, quote, "White dog lady calls cops on black bird watcher." I mean, Kyle Smith is so right. Do you realize the national news media made a bigger deal about Central Park Karen than they did Larry Elder being attacked by a white woman in a gorilla mask? You realize that? The white woman who melted down because she got into an argument with a black guy about her dog in the park? That was a big national story. Larry Elder being assaulted by a white woman in a monkey mask? Nah, CNN can't be bothered. They're frauds. They're disgusting frauds. Pause for just a second, Kyle Smith says, and consider what might have happened in this country if a white person wearing a gorilla mask had nearly hit Barack Obama with an egg during his 2008 campaign. And then punched a member of his security detail, by the way, as the California woman did. Do you think perhaps CNN might have been able to squeeze in a mention or two? Is there any possibility at all that some New York Times columnists might have weighed in on the matter? Think the Washington Post might have noticed. They're disgusting frauds. And they're the ones who go to sleep at night thinking they're doing journalism. I swear. I'm going to be petty. I want to make that woman in the gorilla mask cry. And you know when she's going to cry? If Larry Elder gets elected governor. And she might have helped do it. She might have helped done it. She might have helped pull that off. Disgusting piece of vermin. 800, where'd the lady go? Oh, shoot, I want to talk to the lady about antibodies. She went away on line 3. I guess we lost her. I wanted to find out, because I'm fascinated by this antibodies issue. Leslie was going to, hey, Leslie, call in if Tracy inadvertently got rid of you. I want to bring Leslie in here to talk about antibodies, because I was astounded by finding out from a friend of mine yesterday who had COVID that she doesn't have any antibodies. She got an antibodies test recently and doesn't have any. So when you keep saying, well, I had COVID, so I have the antibodies, you might want to be sure. Don, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, Don.
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you, Don.
I have one comment I want to make.
Sure.
Why doesn't Uncle Joe step forward and start vaccinating all the people he's letting run across the southern border or coming in from Afghanistan? Let him pony up and be the first.
Amen. Great point. There's Leslie back. Hey, Leslie, we got you back, right? Leslie, are you there? All right, hang on. We're going to put her on hold. We're having one of those days. There you go. Hey, Leslie, sorry we got disconnected. Tell me about the antibodies test, because I'm confused. I thought if you got COVID, you'd have antibodies.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good. Okay. So October 2020, last year, both my husband and I, we both had COVID.
Right.
My regular doctor has been hounding me to get the vaccine. I refuse. We're not going to do it. Sorry.
Okay.
So I just had my antibodies tested late last month. I went to see my hormone doctor. He tells me, you're good. You're not going to get it. And if you did, it would just be a mild case. I am not getting vaccinated.
Because when you got the antibodies test last month, you have the antibodies?
I do have the antibodies, yes.
Got it. And that was confirmed in a test?
That was confirmed in a blood test.
Good to know. I'm going to get that test. When I have some time and I can slow down from a lot of the traveling I've got. And I'm leaving after the show today. I'm going to New York. I really feel drawn to New York City. A lot of my friends are saying, Mike, what are you doing in New York on 9/11? Well, I want to be in New York on 9/11. I want to be there for the 20th anniversary. I want to see that tribute of light, the 4 miles of light that pour up from the site of Ground Zero. I want to be in the city that has meant so much to me over the years. I mean, I've got a love-hate relationship with New York City. Love the city, hate the leadership, hate a lot of the challenges of living in New York, hate the taxes. That's why I moved to Florida. But I'm blessed to be able to go back and forth between the two states. It's been an eye-opening experience to watch the difference between the environment in Florida and the environment in New York. And believe me, I'd much rather be in Florida. Having said that, I love the restaurants, I love the theater, I love the vibe, I like the energy of New York, and I have a lot of memories there. My Denise loved New York. My Denise loved Manhasset. That was a little town on Long Island that we lived in, and for her, that was the dream community. It's like Mayberry. They've got a gazebo right by the train station. She loved that gazebo. She loved Louie's Diner right there in Manhasset. And Manhasset lost about 60 people on 9/11. And I still remember this like it was yesterday. A lot of us would drive to the Long Island Railroad train station in Manhasset, and you'd park your car. You'd have a monthly pass so you could park. And the cars would fill up, you know, the parking lot at 7, 8 in the morning, and we'd all get on the train and go into the city and go to work and come back, and 4 or 5 in the afternoon, the parking lot would empty out. On September 11th, the night of September 11th, the parking lot remained about two-thirds filled with cars owned by people who weren't coming home. Manhasset was really hit hard by September 11th. A lot of people who live in Manhasset, worked at Cantor Fitzgerald, worked in the banking industry, worked in the financial industry, rather, and they were in the Twin Towers. And that was where I broadcast many of the shows after 9/11, because we had to get out of the city. They sealed the bridges and the tunnels, and I had a studio in the basement of my house in Long Island. You know what my claim to fame is, by the way, of the neighborhood that we bought a house? We actually built the house in that neighborhood. You know who lives in that neighborhood? I found this out later. Mike Francesca. I was all excited about that because he's a big sports radio. I've never met him, don't know him. But, you know, I don't think he's retired now. Right? I don't even think he's on the air anymore. But he was big time. And I found out he lived in that same community. I loved that community. And I have, believe it or not, despite 9/11, some incredible memories of what it was like to live in a town that my Denise loved so much. Anyway, little melancholy. Remember the noises that were the banging in the Empire State Building? Do you have that clip, Eric? The morning of September 11th, we were live on the air in the Empire State Building, and it was always amazing how the alarm went off after the first plane hit the first tower, which I always thought was incredibly proactive on the part of the Empire State Building security people, because most of us thought at the time that it was an accident. But then when the second plane hit, it was like, oh no, this is a terror attack. This is absolutely a terror attack. Here's what it sounded like in the morning of, while we were on the air, Eric Hansen, who's been with me for 20 plus years, obviously. Ron Mitchell was my producer at the time. He's now at the Fox News Channel as a top-ranking executive. And we knew something terrible was going on just a short mile and a half, 2 miles below where we were in the Empire State Building.
Now, it says here two planes crashed into the World Trade Center. It almost appears to be, and this is all speculative, but almost some kind of a terrorist attack. I don't want to jump the gun here because this is all just coming in, but it appears that two different planes have struck the World Trade Center towers. Yes, you can see it looks like one of them on the building, the north building, is the upper floors. The other, oh my God, there's explosions. These two, the Twin Towers, are destroyed. They look like they're obliterated. And there are obviously thousands of people at work in these buildings. And this would have happened at around 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time when many, many people are at work. It looks like a pair of planes have crashed into the World Trade Center towers. And it looks like a plane has hit each tower, right? Which would not seem to be, and again, please bear with me, this would not seem to be, oh my God! They just showed the video of the plane crashing into the World Trade Center tower. A second plane. I can't believe that video. They had video of the plane crashing into the tower because they were shooting the tower from the first attack.
That was what it sounded like 20 years ago tomorrow, broadcasting from the Empire State Building the morning of September 11th, 2001. I'm glad you're with us. I'm glad. And for those, I wonder how many people have been with us for 20 years. Can we do that? Tracy, let's find callers who were listening to us 20 years ago tomorrow. 1-800-655-MIKE. I'll bet you there are plenty. I could be wrong. Maybe we won't get one call. Let's clear all the lines, and sorry if you've been on hold with us, but I want to see if we have people who have been with us for 20 years and see how you're feeling today. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Hope you join us. If you were here 20 years ago listening to the Mike Gallagher Show that fateful morning, let's catch up. Old friends reconnecting as we commemorate those who perished. And all those brave first responders, and our country unified after the horrific evil events of September 11th, 2001. If you were with us then, give me a call.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. Gallagher.
I get emotional. I'm getting a lot of text messages from listeners saying that's when they started listening to this show 20 years ago. I think that's the same for Ricky. Ricky, you started listening 20 years ago this week?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I was driving a truck.
You were driving? Where were you? Where in the country were you?
South Carolina, upstate.
Yes, sir, the upstate, my beloved upstate. Wow, what a journey we've been on for 20 years together, huh?
Yes, sir. Turned on the station after the second tower fell, was told I needed to go from here to Blountville to truck drive to piggyback water up there.
Wow, and you brought water to New York?
Yes, sir.
Wow, God bless you. Unbelievable. Well, Ricky, thank you for being there with us. I mean, tons of listeners calling saying they started 20 years ago, and I'm grateful, although I'm sad about what brought you to us. But in a way, it feels so fulfilling. I do. I get emotional if I stop and think about it, because we get to gather together, sort of like it's almost like it's a church of conversation, of free speech, celebrating the Constitution, and fighting against those who would take it away from us. Fighting with our words, with our ideas, with truth, with logic. That's the American way. There's a lot more coming up, including this dreadful speech yesterday. In fact, I think we could connect the unity we felt after 9/11 to the unity we felt after Biden's vaccine mandate speech. Stick around. More of our Friday episode coming up.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.